Hey, it's Kathy. I'm just hopping in real quick to tell you that the doors are closing to the Abundance Method program today. That's right. May 16th, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we close the doors to this program. And I'm so excited to watch you change your life. I'm so excited to see what happens when you tap into the energy that is within you and you start to attract so much into your life, and there's incredible synchronicity, and you start to perceive what was always here in plain sight, and that which was hidden becomes revealed. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyhiller.com/join. And remember, those of you who sign up for the Platinum, you get the retreat included. It's going to be an incredible retreat. It's a 3-day experience. You can choose between July or October, and the July is definitely filling up. So come on in and join us. Again, the doors close at 4 o'clock Pacific today. You can sign up at kathyhiller.com/join. I cannot wait to spend 12 weeks with you and watch you become a master at manifesting the most gorgeous experiences and opportunities and abundance into your life. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. Here's the thing. Let's just go here for a second, okay? Literally another word for manifestation is called physics. That's it, okay? There's all these words that literally physics, right? I drink this water. I'm going to have to pee. That's me manifesting going to pee, okay? That's called physics. There is no denying that if you ask, right, what did Nikola Tesla say? The whole world can be summed up in one word. It's a frequency. That's it. Everything else is bullshit. Okay. I'm just going to say this every day from now on because people just need to hear it because we're so absorbed in the bullshit. Okay. So what that means is if you just listen to Tesla and Einstein, and I'm just talking basic. We don't need to get fancy. I don't know enough about fancy science. I'm talking basic. The law of like entanglement, of course, because everything is connected. Okay. That's the truth. When you are in this place of what you just said, where there's any aspect to like, there might be a rejection piece here. When that's the case, you are not energetically available for people to show up. You haven't set down what's keeping you energetically from not allowing that in. Here's what we can do about it. Everything good, everything we want is in the unknown. It's in the unpredictable. When things are unknown, they're not the past. And it's not us from the past trying to create a future that's based on this past program. So all of the yummy, potential, gorgeousness we really want is in surrendering the control. It's in allowing things to be uncertain and unpredictable and knowing that's where all of the yummy magic lives. And when we do that, what we feel is something really powerful moving through our veins. It's called freedom. It's actual freedom because you're not depending on controlling something or needing something to feel or not feel rejected. You feel, as Jon Kabat-Zinn says, he's like one of the great mindfulness teachers, things are as they are, and I am with them just as they are. I can't stop the waves, but I learned to surf. Like when we can just be in this present gorgeous moment and find something that feels whole, everything we kept chasing to fill it, we realize we don't have to chase it. We're good. And then that's when the phone rings. That's when somebody wants to be in your thing. Because what they really want is that energy. They want that freedom. They want to stop chasing something. But we have to go first. And when you actually set it down, you don't even care if the phone rings because you really got that you're finally free. Your sense of I'm okay is not bait. No one can reject you. There's no such thing, really. That's all based on your ego and what you keep trying to do, which will never be satisfied, right? It's a weird
kind of way that we're like not wanting to go through any pain. And therefore we set it up so we're always in pain because we're always dependent on something outside of ourselves versus like, oh, life is this like gorgeous river and that's the adventure. And I'm just going to be with it. And I'm going to keep finding this way of like enjoying it, period. End of story. That's it. Right. So that has to shift and you can shift it in a second. That's your true freedom. Do you need someone to tell you whether you're rejected or not rejected? Is your feeling of well-being tied to anything other than what you decide? Can you access a feeling of well-being, or do you need a certain amount of validation or people to show up somewhere for you to feel good, feel in yourself? I think we're all raised with some of that bullshit. When my husband and I were dating, we first were dating in 2007, and we broke up for several months. And the amount of physical pain I was in, like I thought, this is uncanny. If I went to an ER, they would see this on an X-ray. Like they would have to see it. That's how it actually feels. And what it was I had bypassed all of my work and grief with my dad leaving and my mom, all that stuff. So what happened when we broke up was it revealed the poison that lives inside of me that needed him to show up a certain way so that I could constantly keep myself feeling tethered to something outside of me that would make me feel okay. And I had never known that I was carrying that. And so what happened actually is that's when I went to UCLA and I did my first 3-day meditation retreat. I felt like someone was like taking off my skin. It was the worst feeling. I was like, you guys like this? This is awful. I felt like somebody was putting me inside of a torture chamber because I had to sit in stillness with myself. And I was like, no, like I was dying, like dying. I was like, I had to literally walk out. I had a panic attack. I was like, I've never had a panic attack like this before. So am I going to go back in? Am I going to quit? And I wound up being like, oh, I think I'm actually going to do this whole program because I just saw what a gift, because here's where I'm not free. Thank you for this contrast, because here's where I'm not free. And what I wound up doing was coming into wholeness, was breathing through the layers, crying through the layers, sitting with the layers until I realized my wholeness doesn't come from what he chooses to do with the situation or not. I'm out. I'm okay. And what I was bringing to the relationship, which was all this shit, was keeping me from actually having unconditional love, because there's no way he wasn't feeling how much I needed that reassurance. And that's toxic to a relationship. And then I started to just feel free, really free for the first time. And then I started dating this other guy, and he was like such a free spirit. He like drove a motorcycle and like had all these like cool, like totally not the person I would. And we were like, it was just really fun. And I ran into my husband and we wound up getting coffee. And long story short, we wound up getting back together. And he was like, wow, you're really different. And I was like, yeah, and so are you. And he's like, yeah, I started going to this thing and took yoga. And he did Alexander technique, like body work. And it was like step by step. It was like, can we stay beside each other without getting entangled again? That's not good. And it's a journey. I think we're better now than like ever, but it hasn't always been easy. But I think that story demonstrates like the extreme version of what I'm saying. And it's all here for us. Like this really, we talk about where we get codependent, where we get stuck, where we take on too much. But when you really allow yourself to breathe deep into it, you realize how layered it is and how much it's keeping us from everything we want, because we're still worried, because we're still holding on, because somebody still has the power to make you feel rejected or not. And when that stops, Everybody wants to be right near you because they can feel how clean you are, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's the beauty. You know, when Colleen and I put offers out there, it's like, it really is okay. It really, really is okay. Like, if no one shows up for the party, ooh, I have more time to take a walk. If no one shows up for the party, ooh, maybe I'm going to just write another book, or I'm going to get involved in my kid's school, or it could all go away. It's all not responsible for how I feel about my moment-to-moment experience. It can't be. It can't do it for me. There's some pretty miserable people who have seven-figure coaching businesses, right? It's not really relevant.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.